This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. The coalition of countries willing to support a campaign to dismantle terrorist networks is growing stronger. Russia's President Vladimir Putin says his government will supply weapons to rebel forces in Afghanistan, where alleged terrorist Osama bin Laden is believed to be hiding. The Central Asian governments of Kazakhstan, Kyrgyzstan, and Turkmenistan also are pledging support in the event of a possible U.S. strike against the bin Laden organization in Afghanistan. Joining me now, NPR's Tom Jelton. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
Any sign yet of military activity by the United States against Afghanistan?
No sign of military activity yet, although U.S. forces are clearly getting into position to do something. We're hearing about activity in Pakistan, Uzbekistan, and Tajikistan. Those, of course, are all countries bordering Afghanistan. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld was asked about this yesterday. He said that the American military is getting positioned in a way that when the president has made a decision to do something, we'll be able to salute and go do it. And I think we're very near that point, that they are ready to do that, but the timing of anything is still very unclear.
This international coalition that's developing, is it as broad as the one that supported the U.S. 10 years ago in the Gulf War?
You know, it's getting to be. We should mention here that Japanese Prime Minister Junichiro Koizumi is going to be meeting at the White House today with President Bush to discuss what Japan can contribute. Japanese media are reporting that Koizumi will offer some kind of logistical support if President Bush decides on military strikes. The other thing, the other half of this coalition story, is that the Taliban regime, which is, of course, sheltering Osama bin Laden, is getting more and more isolated. Saudi Arabia has now cut diplomatic ties. That leaves only Pakistan recognizing the Taliban government, and Pakistan has pulled out its diplomats from Kabul, and there are signs that Pakistan, too, is ready to cut diplomatic relations.
Russia's President Vladimir Putin says his government will provide weapons and military equipment to the rebel forces fighting the Taliban. What role is that rebel force likely to play in the event of a U.S. military action?
U.S. officials say at a minimum they'll be useful in helping track down Osama bin Laden. Now, whether the United States wants to take them a step further and actually line up with them against the Taliban is another question. It's not at all clear to me that the United States wants to get involved in a civil war in Afghanistan. Now, if the objective at some point becomes to actually overthrow the Taliban regime, the United States may want to take the side of this rebel force. But in fact, that is not the objective. Colin Powell, the Secretary of State, and Donald Rumsfeld have both said, in fact, that they're hopeful of dividing the Taliban regime and finding some segment of that regime that's willing to take a stronger stand against Osama bin Laden. Osama bin Laden is the target here. It is not the Taliban regime.
Now, over the weekend, Defense Secretary Rumsfeld said the U.S. had lost contact with an unmanned surveillance plane flying somewhere in Afghanistan. What's going on there?
I know. When I heard that, Bob, I thought that this might be an indication that the United States was really close to doing something. These unmanned aircraft are very good at finding troops on the ground, at seeing what's there. They're often a prelude to military action. I did some checking around, and I found out, in fact, that unmanned aircraft have been flying. The United States has had these aircraft in Afghanistan for quite some time, back during the Clinton administration. So this is one more sign that, in fact, what the Bush administration is intending to do here is in many ways a carryover of what the Clinton administration was trying to do. President Clinton, you know, last weekend said that he had authorized commandos to go after Osama bin Laden, and they never had the intelligence, the necessary intelligence information to do it. In fact, I was told by a former Pentagon official who served in the Clinton administration that there is very little being developed now that wasn't being pushed previously as far as it could have been pushed at the time.
So why do the Bush people think they can succeed succeed where the Clinton people didn't?
They're getting better cooperation. They have a much closer relationship with Pakistan than the Clinton administration did. Putting more resources into this effort, it's clearly a higher priority for this administration than it was for the previous administration. But I think this all does show that there are no guarantees that this is going to work.
NPR's Tom Jelton.